It's only right on a day like today that we take a look at what it means to be a woman of God. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. The Bible speaks often of godly women, and the Lord treasures them.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. The Lord God in the beginning created both man and woman and gave each one a precious soul. One can see in the four gospel accounts the important role that women had in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Women, both single and married, served the Lord and proved to be loyal and faithful disciples. We want to examine their commitment, hoping it will encourage our hearts to draw closer to God. Thanks for taking time with us today. We want to be a part of your life each week. After the Lord, my family is the most important thing in my life. Those who know me realize that I have been blessed with many females. I have a beautiful and godly wife, sweet Jackie, who is the mother of our four precious daughters. We also have 12 grandchildren. Now, 11 of the 12 are girls, so I've been richly blessed. I've treasured each of my family members and wanted them to live as faithful Christians, devoted to God and His Word. I've learned much as I watched them grow in faith and love. And one of the greatest blessings of my life has been to have these precious and godly people in my life. What makes a woman become a woman of God? How is she different from other women in the world? King Lemuel, in Proverbs 31, listened to the oracle that his mother taught him. Thankfully, there are many wise women from whom a man can learn much about women. I was pleased my oldest daughter, Krista Bryant, wrote a book, The Treasured Woman, and gave several profiles of women in Scripture based on Proverbs 31. The Scriptures teach many valuable insights about women, and I'm grateful for the wisdom that comes from the women of God. Now, we offer this study free on a woman of God, and if you'd like a printed copy of our study and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have materials free on our website at searchtv.org. We'll now worship in song, read from Proverbs 31, 25 to 31, and explore what it means to be a woman of God. Our reading today comes from Proverbs 31, 25 to 31. Proverbs 31 is the words of King Lemuel, and he talks about a description of a worthy woman. Verse 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all." Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. That's a reading from God's holy word. Let's pray together. Father, we are thankful for godly women who love you and who live righteous lives and who teach their children well. Father, we pray that we may honor them and that we may help them in every way. And Father, help us to do your will always. In Jesus' name, amen. Godly women prove true and loyal to God and true to their families. Proverbs 31:10-12 says, "An excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." Men who find a godly woman finds blessing their whole lives. Proverbs 12 and verse 4 says, "An excellent wife is the crown of her husband." Godliness makes both men and women trustworthy people who enjoy happy marriages. A godly woman is a faithful wife who seeks to please her husband. Godly wives seek for their husbands and their children to be godly as well. Many women of ancient times devoted themselves to God. I think of Hannah, who had been childless for years and wept. 1 Samuel 1 verse 11 says that Hannah made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head." God granted Hannah's request, and Hannah took her son Samuel to Eli the high priest and dedicated him to the Lord for as long as he lives. Mary, the mother of Jesus, had a heart devoted to the will of God. And when the angel informed her when she was a virgin that she would conceive and bear a son who will be great and be called the Son of the Most High and sit upon David's throne, she wondered, "How can this be since I am a virgin?" The angel said that the Holy Spirit would come upon you, and for that reason the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. Mary replied, "Behold the bondslave of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Luke 1 verse 38. Godly people please the Lord and do His will. Two unmarried sisters who loved God served Jesus during His earthly ministry. They're Mary and Martha. Luke 10:38-40 says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" While different in their own ways, both sisters loved the Lord and wanted to please Him. Martha and Mary's brother Lazarus, you remember he died. And Jesus, 4 days later, came to Bethany to their home. Martha came out to meet Jesus, and John tells of their conversation. John 11:21-27 says, "Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you.' Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' And Martha said to him, 'Well, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.' And Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. And whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?' She said to him, 'Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world.'" We too need faith in good times and in hard times. Martha had a strong faith in Jesus Christ, even when her heart was broken. John 12:1-3 tells of Mary, the sister of Martha, and this was after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Well, when Judas and other disciples saw what she did, they objected and wondered why this perfume was not sold and then given to the poor, the money. Well, the Lord responded to them in Matthew 26:10-13. "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Mary knew how to thank and to bless the Lord Jesus at a time when He needed it. I think of many women who gave of themselves in sacrificial and wonderful ways. When sweet Jackie and I had 4 little girls under the age of 4, a kind lady named Doris Edwards used to come and sit with our baby girls for a while just to give Jackie a break. As time passed, she took them to the farm and gave them her amazing patience and love. Our girls loved Edwards, and Jackie and I will always remember her for her gracious and kind ways. She gave of herself and blessed our lives. Revelation 14:13 says, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them." Another woman of God is a precious woman named Priscilla. She cared for the lost and served the church with her husband Aquila. Acts 18:24-26 says, "Now a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the Scriptures, and he had been instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, They took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. Priscilla, along with her husband Aquila, were soul winners. They wanted Apollos to know the way of the Lord more accurately. We need more soul winners who will help those who don't know the whole truth to learn about God. We learn other facts about this husband and wife, Aquila and Priscilla. Romans 16:3 says, "Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well." Now, Prisca is short for Priscilla. And we don't fully know what they went through, but we know that Paul spent time with them at Corinth and at Ephesus. Paul also mentions in 1 Corinthians 16:19 that Aquila and Prisca, together with the church in their house, send you hearty greetings in the Lord. Among his last records and his last words in 2 Timothy 4:19, Paul told Timothy to greet Prisca and Aquila. This faithful couple won souls, protected Paul, and had the church meeting in their own home. No wonder they meant so much to God, to Paul, and to the early church. Some women win their husbands and others to Christ by their godly lives. Others see their godly ways and want to imitate them. 1 Peter 3, 1-4 says, "Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious." Numerous mothers are mentioned, but special attention is given to a grandmother and a mother, Lois and Eunice. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, 3-5, "I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers, night and day, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. For I'm mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm sure that it's in you as well." Where would we be without the faith dwelling in our parents? Since Timothy's father was a Greek, he learned about God from his mother and his grandmother. 2 Timothy 3, 14-15 explains even more. Paul says, "But as for you, Timothy, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Godly Christian mothers teach us the fundamentals of life from the sacred scriptures. From our parents, we learn about God, about right and wrong, about respect, and about love. From the Scriptures, we have a solid basis for our faith. The Word of God is settled in heaven, Psalm 119:89, and endures forever. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 35, that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The greatest need of our day is godly Christian parents who spiritually train their children in the Scriptures. The social problems of our time are great because many parents themselves are no longer following the teaching of God and sadly no longer spiritually training their children. Over the last few generations, we've seen God and His moral teaching missing in the lives of millions of families. More than 63 million babies have been aborted in America since 1973. 2 of every 5 children born in the United States are born to unmarried women. Drugs, violence, pornography, permissive sex outside marriage, and gender confusion have led many to vilify the morals found in Scripture and turn away from organized religion. Some would rather hold to ungodly ways than to embrace the moral and spiritual wisdom of God. Godly mothers and fathers, from the time their children come into this world, follow God's teaching and teach their children to follow God. When parents live lawlessly outside the teaching of God, they have little moral authority to bring their children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. When parents see little need for God in their lives, their children will follow in their steps and see no need for God at all. Mothers, you can't lead your children to a place where you're not going. You can't show them a lifestyle that you don't live. Our world needs godly women who will give themselves to the Lord, whether as single women, wives, or mothers. No matter who you are, turn to the Lord and follow Him all the days of your life. Never let anything keep you from serving Him from the heart. We also need godly fathers who will help raise their daughters to be pure and godly women. We must strive to serve the Lord Jesus from the heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to turn to You, to follow Your ways, to love You with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and to do Your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Some women might say, "Well, I've done too many bad things in my life for God to want me." To you I say, do you recall Rahab the harlot? Krista Bryant wrote, she was a foreigner to God's people. She had nothing the Israelites wanted or envied, but she still believed in God and trusted His promises. Hebrews 11:31 says, "By faith Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies." Matthew 1:5 mentions Rahab as the wife of Salmon and the mother of Boaz, who married Ruth. She was the great-great-grandmother of King David and recorded in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. You see, God can transform sinners into saints. He can wash transgressors and make them holy and righteous. God can forgive our past and give us a rebirth with a future. The Lord Jesus in John 4 offered the Samaritan woman at the well, a woman who had married 5 times and was then living with a man, that she could have living water, a well of water springing up to eternal life. He gave her hope and told her God the Father is seeking worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Your past doesn't have to determine your future. You can change. To become a Christian, love the Lord Jesus and trust in Him. Turn from wicked ways and follow His teaching. Confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God and be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Baptism into Christ is an immersion in water. You're buried and raised with Jesus Christ, united with Him in His death and His resurrection. And then you become a child of God, added to the church. Romans 6, 3-7 and Galatians 3, 26-27. Why not do it today? We hope that today's study about a woman of God has stirred you to consider your soul. If you live in the United States and want a free, printed copy of this message, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call the Search office. It's toll free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, there's also a schedule of our programs and a map with the location of churches in your area at searchtv.org. And you can watch Search anytime on YouTube. We do ask that you subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and then tell other people that you're watching. And be sure to like the programs you watch on YouTube. This helps spread the program. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, if you get a hold of us, don't worry. We're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God and to learn His will. We do ask that you focus your heart on God by worshiping at church. Everyone needs a church family, and there's probably a Church of Christ near you. Now, if you're looking for a healthy biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. We want you to have friends there and to be a part of that congregation. Well, we'll be back next week, Lord willing. So keep searching God's Word with us and tell a friend about this program. God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.